Hey guys, hey, well, thanks for turning into another episode of Riding with Brendan podcast. Today is a very special episode to me. I have one of my very good friends, Dirty, from Hood Riders MC in Lansing. We're at his clubhouse. Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So I wanted to have you on and just discuss some things and see how things are going. And it sounds cliche and it's kind of like I don't want to say I tiptoe it because I don't feel like I'm that guy, but like, Black History Month.
It's Black History Month, man. It's always a time to celebrate for all the, you know, inventions and innovative things that people of both cultures have contributed to how well we're able to live now, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of creators, content creators, like, and especially in the club world, maybe would shy away from doing something with the African-American
color. Sure.
Like I said, I'm not that guy. I like everybody, especially you guys. You're one of my good friends.
Oh,
we,
yes.
Like we just said, from fans.
For a long time.
Yeah, we go
very,
way back.
For a long time.
Nothing brings friendships together like mutual hate for your boss, right?
Hey, amen. Amen on that.
Yeah, we used to work together, and we've been in touch since and doing good stuff. And so tell me about Hood Riders a little bit.
Well, Hood Riders was formed back in 2006. It was a couple brothers that got together that said that they shared the same likeness, you know, for riding, for motorcycles and everything. And they all lived on the south side of Lansing, Michigan. And they came up with a nice little, you know, group of individuals that were like-minded, that wanted to get out here and ride and represent, and thus the Hood Rider chapter was born.
Yep, this is the mother chapter, and I know you guys
have spread. The mother chapter.
You have chapters down south.
Atlanta, North Carolina, Florida. We even have a guy who's over in Germany representing. So we're all over the plateau, and we're kind of just making it do what it do. The one thing I love about being a Hood Rider is the camaraderie with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, not having any beef. Everyone's able to see, no matter what MC that they are part of, that we're here to have fun. We're here to find some relaxation after work, you know, and get out and ride.
And that's what it's all about, man. That's right,
that's
right there.
That's what it's all about, definitely.
That's the best way to found a club. Best thing to found a club on.
Yes.
So, and you know, and I think most clubs, especially I think we're spoiled in Lansing area. Because I think the majority of the clubs in this area, with exceptions, there's always the exceptions.
Yeah,
get like along and support each other.
Yeah, actually, that is probably the best thing about Lansing, Michigan, is every single club takes time to come out and share the love with other chapters on their open nights, on their anniversaries, you know, things like that. You know, one of the things that I'm happy to be a part of. Is that a lot of the chapters here on this side of the tracks, is how we say it, we formed a coalition called the CAC, Capital Coalition. And we have things like Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
We have dinners. We have family day. Then we have what is called of course, we all get together, go to the Blessings of the Bikes. We share a lot of events.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on to where we, Bikes in the Park is probably one of our largest ones.
Yep, is that down in Romulus or?
That's actually here. We do it here in Lansing. Bikes in the Park, we do it here in Lansing. It's been in several parks around here. Last year, I think the year before that was in Benjamin Park. And I think last year was in Washington Park.
Okay. The
one right there.
Yes, it was in Washington Park, yep.
Yes, and the turnout is phenomenal. I mean, just everyone from every club.
Yeah, you got sport bikes there and everything for that one.
That's right. And the best thing about it is they're bringing their family. They're bringing their kids. They're bringing their loved ones. You know, good environment, no problems, no issues, things like that.
Yes, and it should be.
That's why the coalition continues to grow and it continues to stay strong. So.
Yep. So what events do you guys have? You guys have an annual, I'm assuming.
Yes, we have an annual that's coming up here soon. Our annuals is usually around June, July. We usually try to put a schedule out, go on Facebook.
That's
where we do a lot of our promoting as far as the events that's going on.
That's social media.
And try to include as many groups, you know, and clubs and social clubs, MCs out here as much as possible to everything that we do. We're looking to expand. We're going to try something new that we haven't revealed yet that's going to try to bring everyone on both sides of the tracks. Again, I use that term just because it just bases the fact that we have the African-American side, we have the European side, you know, that, again, to get those guys together and where we can really get together, celebrate that freedom of that wind therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
It means a lot. So
all about
we're going to get together and launch that. And I guess to, you know, say it'll be out soon.
Right on. Just keep an eye on Facebook. We'll put your links up and everything for like that. So I should say that you guys aren't strictly African American. Like,
no, we're not.
I know that for a fact.
No, we're not. We are multicultural club, MCN club. And like I said, it's based on the brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's based on those that want to be part of a family. It's based on those that have the same, you know, like-minded thoughts of just us, you know, people that are motorcycle enthusiasts. That's the first thing. First thing out the box is being a motorcycle enthusiast. And, you know, we don't care if you have a Suzuki, Kawasaki, Harley Davidson, you know, all that, you know. But, again, it's people that love to get together and ride is what we're looking for.
And hang out and just be
hang
cool.
out, have fun. We like to keep everything as non-violent as possible. We like to keep all the trials and tribulations that's already going on out here on the streets.
Keep that shit out there.
Keep that in the civilian world. In the MC world, we try to work things out, and we do work things out. We haven't had any issues. You know, there's not too many situations that have happened to where it has been a, you know, controversial thing.
Right, and I can't think of any that I've heard, and I'd be one of the ones that hear because everybody comes to ride with Brendan. Yes. Hey, did you hear about the...
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, that gives us the support of the police department. Even at our clubhouse, we've had police, the Lansing police, that has pulled up and said that they respect the fact that we try to keep, you know, order and everything that's going on. Yep. So if anything that, you know...
Is that the door?
...presumes itself... That we got a nice special door.
Yeah, dude, what's going on?
We make sure.
Start talking about
the reason why
some shit started
when
playing.
When the music is playing or something like that, we couldn't get a regular ding dong.
Right.
We put the little Christmas theme up there like that, so that way we can be able to at least know what's going on. So, as we're doing this taping, we are happy to. make sure that everyone is able to come and show up and have a good time.
Yep, cool.
You know, and be safe.
Yeah, it freaked me out. I'm like, oh, he's talking about Leos, and all of a sudden, the fucking shit's going off.
That's our doorbell, man.
Right,
like, it's very distinctive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, again, I think it's seen jingle bells on the other, you know, on the other side of that.
There
so,
you go.
You know.
Yeah, so the unfortunate part, I mean, I guess I'll talk about it just because, and I'm not trying to be controversial or whatever, fucking, you know me better than that, but in the culture, there is some racism still.
Sure.
And
sure.
I mean, I haven't seen it as much but usually when I'm there's not any confrontation going on because there's not a mix. So it's an unfortunate thing, and I hope, have you guys had to deal with much of that?
Not at all.
Not in Lansing.
Not at all.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you, the best thing about Hood Riders is something we have always had pride about is that we are a select few of MCs that can go to any club around here. We go to Blue Angels. Hell, we've been to Wild Engines.
Yeah.
Out in Millet, you know. We're with Iron Coffins. You know, we've been to Brotherhood. You know, and the thing about it is not just going, but going there with welcome arms.
Yeah.
You know, they know that we're not a controversial club. First and foremost, we're a club of grown-ups. You know?
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
We're at that age.
Yeah,
we're at that age, and it's all about being fun.
Yeah.
You know, there's no politics. There's no controversy about this, that, whatever. Yeah, and we're coming there to have a good time. And the best thing is we always see those same clubs coming to visit us as well.
Yeah, and it's important to support it. And that's, like I said, we're both spoiled here. That's the great thing about Lansing. Everybody is going to support everybody.
Yes.
Within reason. I mean, if you're some asshole club, it's always puffing your chest out. But
yeah.
There's those
that are out there right now that kind of fit that mold. But you know what? We chip away at them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen improvements
yep.
on that type of, you know, chest out hostility We when they realize that there is no real threat, when they realize that the people that they are standing next to are on the same page, you know, that
people
they
fear what they don't know.
Yes, and they just, when you know, when they know that everyone just wants to get together, have a few drinks, ride a few bikes, ride a few miles, and have a good time.
Yeah,
the camaraderie is there.
Yep, it,
definitely.
I think after anybody, anytime you ride with anybody, it gets to, you form a little bond, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I think that just kind of happens.
Yes, yes.
Do you ever point out that their bikes are black? Hey man, your bike's black.
Hey man, listen, I'm gonna tell you. The thing is, does it start up? Are you able to ride out?
That's it.
Because that refers to not just you, but also your bike.
Yeah.
Okay, are you able to start up? Are you able to ride out?
Yeah.
So, again, we try to keep that same openness, you know, to the mentality of everyone that you know, graces our doorstep.
And
so.
And kudos, because you have. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I've always felt more than welcome around any of your
members.
Yes,
that is, again, that's at the top of the list.
Yep.
You know, everyone that comes in here is a guest. First and foremost, they're a guest. Okay, whatever's on their back is what we'll what we associate with later.
Right.
But when you come to the door, whether friend or foe, whether civilian or MC, we associate the fact that you've come to our house looking to be able to enjoy our tranquilities in a peaceful, respectful atmosphere, and we uphold that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we uphold
that. This place is bumping. If you come to an open house, you're gonna have a good time.
That's right.
Come to any one of the night. It's always fun here, man.
That's right,
so,
man.
So what do you got going on? Well, let's see. Got Bice the Blessing. You guys will be at Baldwin.
We have Baldwin coming up in May. You know, that's turning out to be such a large event.
Yeah.
That is coming up to, from what I've heard, start challenging Sturgis.
Because after last year, I believe.
Yes, yes, yes. And it just continues to grow, you know, from 10,000 to 20,000. And last year they said 30,000. So, again, it continues to grow in the right direction.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Blessing of the bikes is something everyone should show up for. The vendors that are out there, I mean, you just get a lot of tremendous products. You know, accessories, parts, everything. You know, there's a lot of people out there buying, selling, trading.
Yeah.
You know, on top of the food.
Uh-huh.
And again, it is an atmosphere to where no matter color, creed, or sex, they are open. They're open to anyone that's coming out there on the same motive of having a good time. Because we've been out there, this is probably we've been out there several times, but at this level, maybe third or fourth scale, to where everyone has just been so welcoming.
Yeah.
Everyone has been so welcoming. Everyone, you know, we talked about it a little bit as far as this side of tracks, that side of track. Baldwin has been somewhere to where, again, when you're up there for that event, everyone is welcoming you in, you know, happy to have you there.
For sure.
Yes.
See, Marlene, who runs it from the Dwayne Dewey post,
okay.
It's going to be happy to hear that. She's coming back on in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So, to talk about it. So, yeah, I'm going to be sure to tell her all she's
going
to be.
Oh, yes,
like,
please.
So, yeah, I wanted
let her know that, again, the thing that we would love to do is see more club MCs from this side of the track knowing about it.
Sure.
Because by it being all the way in Baldwin, you have your ones that are further down south that have first time hearing about it, you know, not knowing about the culture. And they got that stigma, oh, I'm going up north, man. I don't want to go around all them good old boys, man. I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a good old boy that I've met in Baldwin, man, that has not, you know, showed me brotherly love from the time I've stepped in to the time I've stepped out.
Yep.
So
I'm going to make it a point of my season to be down in Detroit.
Please do.
And working with more of the African-American clubs and getting them more involved as I can.
Yes.
You know, I'm assuming at this point I'll be welcome. I'm sure maybe I will.
Information
won't.
Is key, man.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of MCs out there that are, again, that are trying to get their names out there only for the sole point of the camaraderie with everyone as a whole.
You got
your Rare Breed, you got your Outcast, you know, you got Soul Devils, you have Zodiacs, and on and on, Outcast, on and on. And the most, you got Phantoms that are down there that, again, they're just looking for that that doorway to come through so they can see that there is another side of just that inner city, you know, camaraderie. There's things out here for us to do.
Yeah, and it's all about, like we were talking off camera, it's all about the, you know, the two wheels, you know. The rest of it's kind of fading away as it should.
Yes.
And like you said.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because to every club I've been to, the civilians is where your issues and problems are going to come at.
Yep.
And everyone stands as a whole against these civilians that are trying to ruin the fun time that we have just taken time out of our family life, okay, to be able to come in there and enjoy.
And so, being in a club is a commitment. People don't realize it.
It is.
Especially if you're an officer like you, even more so.
Yes.
So the civilians that they ride, and you know, I call them rubs and scrubs, they don't get it.
That's right. We call them Thundercats.
Yeah.
We call them Thundercats, man. Them youngsters. Mostly it's the youngsters. Them Thundercats, man, that used to taking over parking lots of places like the old Kmart and things like that, man. But you know what I love? I love the fact that when the MCs come through, they show that respect.
Yeah.
Because usually they have an uncle, a father, you know what I'm saying? Even a mother that might have been a social club, that they know what that brotherhood is about and about how people stick together. And that they don't stand for no nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, and we just want everybody to have a good time.
There's a few social clubs I know in Detroit that are starting to transfer over to be trying to be an MC or an RC.
Okay.
And good on them, you know what I mean? It's just gonna add another element to their their bond.
Yes.
So that's when you said social clubs, it makes me think of Cabo. What's up, Cabo?
Well, you know what? The guy to probably hook up with is Lavish. He was down in Detroit.
Yeah, Lavish. He was at Arsenal.
Okay.
He was at Arsenal Harley. He still does stuff with Arsenal Harley.
Okay.
But he's a buddy of mine. I'm sure he's big time, so I'm sure he don't watch my shit. But
that's all right.
He's my buddy. Lavish is a good dude, so he'd be the one. That's good.
It'd be great to, like I said, Lavish is doing a lot of things. He's out there big time. He's done, you know, contests, giveaways, things. He's making a name for himself, especially down south. You know, 2 years ago went down to the Roundup down in Memphis, Tennessee, and everybody knew that name. Everyone knew that name. So, shout out to Lavish.
Yeah,
come up to Lansing, Michigan, man. Come check out the Hood Riders. We'll be more than welcome to roll out some red carpet for you.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely.
I'm sure he would, man. I'm surprised he hasn't, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
He's a traveler.
I'm sure he will now. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He has a busy schedule.
Yep.
So,
I get it. I'm not even as big as him, and I'm all over the freaking world.
Yes,
so.
You are, man. I'm happy that you've taken the time to come out here
and
check us out, man.
Oh, you know, always, man. I'm glad.
Let this be the doorway to a wonderful beginning, man.
We can
do a lot of things out here
to
get everyone, you know, bought up to speed and you know, giving them the knowledge to know what's going on out here, the different events and things like that. And, you know, this might be the beautiful start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of a wonderful beginning, you know?
Yeah, so. And I think a lot of the stigma, not just and to get to the good old boys, a lot of them are afraid of what they don't know, right?
And
then if they don't know MC...
That's on both sides.
Yep, and if
that's
they don't know the sides. MC world on the other side, or on top of it,
sure,
they're going to be double scared. And a lot of people are intimidated by motorcycle clubs that don't know, civilians that don't know better, that don't necessarily ride right away, and you shouldn't be. I mean, there's respect that should be always given, but that's...
And I think that's where it comes from. They have that understanding that when you're dealing with an MC... That respect is at the top of the list. Anything less is going to be uncivilized, and it's going to be handled immediately.
Yeah.
Because if we have to come, you know, we already have so many other elements that we have to stand up to just in order to survive. The last thing we're going to tolerate is some Joe Schmo who decided he had too much to drink and think he's going to just ruin the whole outcome of what we've been working hard to put together, and that's not going to happen.
No.
I guarantee you go to any organization. You go to fire department, try that, they're going to shut you down.
Yeah.
You go to police department, they're going to shut you down. EMS, they're going to shut you down. Because all those are brotherhoods.
That, again,
they're not going to stand for anyone to come in and try to ruin the hard work and efforts that they put in, you know what I'm saying, to getting where they've been, you know, where they're
at. Absolutely. You're so, right. 100%.
Yes.
So we've been talking. We might do a little collab here, get some words out. So keep an eye out for that. coming up, you never know what we're gonna have, but I'll be out a lot, man. And anybody who wants to come out on an open night, feel free.
Yes, Saturdays are open night. Law enforcement's always welcome.
Really? Okay.
Law enforcement, fire department, any of our service individuals that are out there helping make
off duty.
Yes. Yeah, you can be on duty. Yeah, I think we have plenty of bottled water.
Right. There you go.
But again, you're more than welcome. Just come knock on the door. Come check us out. Know that, you know, it's a family atmosphere, and that you guys or anyone that comes through those doors is going to be welcome as family. Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's a fact, man.
Definitely,
sure.
Man.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Yeah. Thanks for always having
Hopefully
me on.
I'll be on the show again.
Man, I'd love to have you come on anytime. Co-host with me. We'll get some people going.
God dang it, there it is.
There's life for sure, man. I've been having Tank come out a couple times from Survivor.
Yeah? Okay, well, God dang it, now it's going to be dirty.
Dirt
McGirt. Old Dirt McGirt.
All right, bro. I hope so. I'm going to hold you to that.
Hey, again, I'd be honored.
All right, man. That'd be my honor. All right, man. Thanks again for coming on. We'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.